Well, Sunday night our time, we saw some impressive performances, didn't we, at Singapore. One of those was Aero Velocity. We spoke with the trainer of that horse, Paul O'Sullivan, last week, and he joins us again on Racing Q. Well done to you, Paul.
Yes, thank you, Andrew. It was a great thrill.
I guess to take horses away from your norm at Hong Kong, away from your country, it is not just a simple job, is it?
No, I think, coming from New Zealand, it's something that we've done all our lives, travel horses overseas. And, you know, the trip from here to Singapore is very similar in distance from New Zealand to Australia. But it's always a challenging thing when you're out of your own territory.
I know there's been much discussion since. I know Australian racing officials, particularly down in Melbourne, have been on the phone trying to chase you up for the spring. Where does it sit at the moment?
Well, he certainly has a lot of options. You know, he'll finish for the season this season. He might be going to England. So we're really looking at the triple, the bonus, which if he can win another race, another Group 1 International Sprint, he's up for $1 million US. So that's got to be our main focus. Now, the options we do have is in Australia and or back here in Hong Kong. So I'll meet with the owner in the next week and just sort of work out what's the best plan to take.
Japan, you've already won one there, haven't you?
Yes, so it's a difficult thing. You've got to win three in a calendar year in three different jurisdictions. Well, he's actually won three in the last 12 months, but it wasn't the 12 months, it was the calendar year. So he's faced with winning another one. If he went to Japan, that doesn't count.
Okay.
So, you know, Australia's an option, or here in Hong Kong, of course.
Yeah, the Hong Kong race would be the international sprint.
Yes, yes, and it's a tough one. It's a tough race to win. We're lucky to scramble home, this season. But there's one or two very promising young sprinters coming through, so it's a difficult race.
Okay, and the race in Melbourne is that new race. They call it the VRC Sprint Challenge, a part of the Global Sprint Series. So you've got options there. When would you envisage him racing again?
Well, if he was to go to Melbourne, that would probably be his first start. If he was to go to Japan for the Sprinter Stakes, that would be his first start.
Right.
If he was to stay here in Hong Kong, he'd have a run in October. He'd have a run in November and then the sprint. So, if we don't venture to Australia or Japan, he'll have the same program as what he had this year, which, although it lasted for 8 months, he only raced six times, so it wasn't too arduous.
No, lightly race sort of horse. Is that right, what you just said at the start, that this is his last racing season?
No, his last race for the season.
Last race for the season, okay.
Yeah,
just wanted to clarify, because he is a gelding, of course, and he can race on because, as I say, he is lightly raced.
Yeah, he's out of a slow maturing family. He's one of the Windsor Park's best families, and there's no reason why he couldn't come back next season as well as what he has this. And each season, for sure, his first season here, I couldn't win a Class 3 race with him. He had about four or five goes, and then he looked a dead-set Group 3 horse last year and no better. And he's lifted his game considerably, you know, from year on year. So hopefully he can maintain what he's got.
Okay. When does he get back to Hong Kong?
He arrived back this morning, actually.
Okay.
He arrived back this morning. So, I think he's in transit from the airport as we speak.
Okay.
So he'll be back here shortly.
And then you've just got to sit down with the owner over the next week to 2 weeks and really map it out. I guess if I'm going to draw a favourite, I'm going to say maybe Hong Kong, simply because it's on where you are.
Logically, that would be the thing to do. But he's owned by a young guy. That's the first horse he's ever owned, and he's been very easy, very cooperative. But I'm going to steer him along those lines, but I certainly don't want to announce anything till I've discussed it with him.
First horse he's ever owned?
First horse he's ever owned. He had a small steer and one in the syndicate. In fact, the horse has got an interesting history here. My brother and I owned him. We bought him as a yearling, and he qualified to come up as a PPG. I hawked him all around Hong Kong. He qualified as a PP. I hawked him all around Hong Kong. Couldn't sell him for love of money. And this young fella came along, and we had a coffee. He said, "I've got a PP permit. Can you find me a horse?" He said, "I've got a horse for you for sure."
And there he is, Daniel, rejoicing there at Singapore on Sunday night, winning the Chris Flyer. Well done to you, Paul. We'll stay in contact. A lot of interest, obviously, down here, whether he'll come and run during the Melbourne Spring. But I know one thing's for sure, you'll do the right thing by the horse going forward, Aero Velocity. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Andy, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
O'Sullivan joining us there from Hong Kong early track work. What about that as an owner? Daniel Yung buys the horse, first ever horse outright. It's Aero Velocity, who's now chasing prize money, as Paul mentioned there, $1 million bonus through the Global Sprint Challenge. If he can win a race in either Hong Kong later this year, a Group 1, the International Sprint, or, of course, comes to Melbourne for the spring. So a bit to play out over the next couple of weeks with Paul O'Sullivan's star that won the Chris Flyer Sprint, Aero Velocity. Waiting for confirmation of that Doomben 10,000 field, but our guest, Lloyd Kennewell. Lloyd, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the final field, but I reckon Knight Riker's going to end up first emergency.
Yeah, I was watching on the back door entrance of Riser, and they closed at 8:30. There was only 16, and then they closed one off, and there was 17. So I don't know whether that was the Sacred Star one that came in last, or whether someone got in right on the death, so...
Yeah,
we're definitely seven. There's 17 acceptors. I can see them closed on the back door entrance.
So. Yeah, okay. So you would be first emergency. Sacred Star got vetted at 8:30 and has gone in. So, well, I guess you sweat on that. You've got him entered for another race as well on Saturday.
Yeah, he's also obviously in the Ascot Handicap. More so as a backup plan. Look, the horse is going really well. Throwing him in the deep end a little bit to the 10,000 at weight for age level, but basically, he's the only spot to be there, and he's a pretty capable galloper, and would like to see him get a run over the 1350 trip around there.
He got around there the other day, didn't he? Seemed to, you know, be really sitting on the pace and fought on real brave.
Yeah, he did, especially after being wide early, and obviously going through the scenario where he had to be vetted himself, actually, because he got pricked at the races by the farrier. So he done a massive job, to be honest, and... was really happy with the way he poured on, and looking forward to Saturday, obviously, in either race.
Okay. If he runs in the Ascot, it's a slight back-in trip, isn't it?
Yeah, look, there's not much we can do about that.
No.
He's obviously an on-pace sort of horse, so I think barriers are crucial at Doomben at the best of times, so it doesn't really matter. As long as you draw a good barrier, you've got to get that little bit of luck in running, for sure.
De Heros, have you paid up for the Fred Best on Saturday there at Doomben?
Yeah, he'll go around the Fred Best. He galloped really well Tuesday. Just a real good workhorse now. He's really starting to learn the travel caper, and he guided Silent Whisper around the track for his first look at the Gold Coast, and they both worked extremely well. Silent Whisper probably just shaded him in his track work, which has become a bit normal for De Heros not to win many track gallops. That's how he is. But obviously going on with a two-pronged attack into the Fred Best Classic, and hopefully one of them can do it right and get into the Stradbroke field for us.
Silent Whisper, so is he a good track worker? Can you get a line? Because the run the other day, you're taking him up there after running in Morfordville during the carnival.
Yeah, look, he should have won that race by a minute the other day. He got murdered the other day, and there's no secret behind that. If he got clear, he probably wins the race clearly.
Yeah.
So he's up there. He's a good horse. He's done a good job for us. His first up run was enormous, and just pushing on now. He settled in well. He obviously got a plane ride to Brisbane, did that very comfortably, and he settled in like water off a duck's back. So I'd expect him to run a super race. Just probably the only query, first time going that way, and more than likely more of mid to back marker would be the query against him, but I'd say he will hit the line really well.
And the other one is Balagari in the Premier's Cup. Already had a run up there, finished not far from the winner.
Yeah, another one that probably should have won the other day. Just Rick got stuck behind a slow one, never really got the brakes, and he came in and basically said he should have won the race. Looks good. There's only 8 that have paid up for that race, so looks like a smallish type field. At the handicap conditions, he gets in really well with 54. So I'd be expecting a pretty good run. First time at 2,000 metres would be a slight query, but I would say that on the way he ran the mile the other day, he should be able to run the 2,000.
Yeah, he was pretty tough the other day for sure. All right, well, you've targeted up there with 4 on Saturday. We'll wait and see what eventually happens with Knight Rocker, waiting for that final field, but likely to run in the Ascot, given that it is first emergency. A few days to play out before we get to Saturday. Good luck to you, Lloyd. I hope they all run well for you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Lloyd Kennewell joining us there from Adelaide.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Well, let's go and have a chat now with Victorian trainer Richard Lammy. And he's got an interesting runner in the first at Randwick, and he's got the favourite at this stage for the Group 1 JJ Atkins in Brisbane in a few weeks' time. Payroll, I talk of. Richard, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
Can we start with payroll? The race changed, these two-year-olds changed a little bit yesterday with the news that Sempre Libera, Gay Waterhouse, was out of the race. And now suddenly payroll's the favourite, I guess, for the JJ Atkins and probably needs to run well on Saturday.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. We'll get over Saturday before we worry about the JJ, but at this stage she's going well.
Michael Carl went down to Melbourne and rode at Caulfield. He must have been satisfied. I know he's riding the filly on the weekend.
Yeah, he came down the rider. That was the plan for him to have a feel. And his report after yesterday's gallop was very good. So it's full steam ahead for Saturday.
That's a good sign. Tell us a little bit about her.
She's a very good filly. Everything she's done so far has just been a natural ability. She's going to be a very good three-year-old. What we're getting at the moment is a bit of a bonus. She's a big raw filly. She's a big striding filly, and she's still 6 months away.
Okay, well, so what you're getting now is a bonus. She came to prominence in her first run, didn't she, at Sale, when she really made a nice move coming around the bend and ran away from them down the straight.
Yeah, it was a very good win. She showed me enough at home to go there and would be confident. And she put pages in pretty easily, and the horse that ran second's come out and done the job. The barrister.
The other day, was the plan at Caulfield to go a long way back? I think you were near last there for most portions early on in the race anyway.
Yeah, I left it up to Michael from Barrier 13. I said, we've got to go back. I don't want to change the race pattern. She's a big striding filly that needs to balance up and find the line. So we got back. I knew it would be 7 or 8 off and turning for home, and Black Vanquish had the box seat and come out, and it's always going to be hard to run down, but she done a terrific job to get as close as she did.
Oh, she did. Sure. What about Doomben then? You've got the sire Saturday and the JJ, hopefully. How about Doomben for a big striding filly?
Yeah, Michael galloped yesterday at the Gold Coast and said she railed like a greyhound. He was very surprised on how well she got around the course and how good she worked. He said she's going to run well Saturday on her work and the way she handled the track yesterday. He seems to think she goes better that way of going. So it's exciting looking into Saturday.
All right, well, that's good with payroll. A lot of interest, obviously, in the sires on the weekend. What about this filly that could have, I guess, is on the way to Brisbane? You can answer that for us, but Ashley Marie in the first at Randwick, coming off a nice debut win.
Yes, she won well. Her first start, she's still very raw and green. She's done a lot wrong in that win at Seymour, and still won. She went along with her ears pricked. There's a little bit of a step up in grade going to Sydney, but we're on the way to Brisbane, and the 1400 should suit. Hopefully she should get a good run from one, and we'll get a line on where she's at.
Well, she sat just behind them the other day, so barrier one near perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll leave it up to Jimmy. He knows it better than me. He'll either dictate or he'll be in behind the leader.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll wait and see how Ashley Marie goes in the first race on the way to Brisbane. Good luck with payroll on Saturday as well, Richard.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Richard Lamming joining us there on Racing HQ. Mark Hunter's now joining us to look at Mornington Racing. And, Mark, we've got a heavy track to deal with there.
Yeah, look, we've got a heavy 8 down there, Andrew. We've got a nice day, but you wouldn't imagine you'd get an upgrade from the heavy 8.
All right, what have you found at this stage?
The best, race 4, number 8, and race 5, number 2. Firstly, race 4, number 8, the Nonnenator. I've got a lot of time for this horse. It's come back from a spell really well. It got back to last at Wodonga, albeit in a much weaker race, but it had to go back, had to circle them. It wasn't easy to do on the day. It did a terrific job to win. It gets in here with 53 kilos after the claim. It gets onto wet ground, which it loves. And, look, I just think it'll sit back. It's certainly up in grade, but I think it'll sit back, just pick them off and win.
Gets a claim there as well. So that's race 4, number 8. And then you go to Byron Cosmanis as runner in race 5.
Yep, race 5, number 2, Tansy's had the 2 runs back from a spell. First start, just completely in the wrong lane. And second up at Geelong, that was a day where if you weren't on the fence, you were just gone. And Tansy was only 2 or 3 off the rails, but it just made the difference between winning and losing. I think fitter, it's got some decent wet form. Most importantly, D. Oliver jumps on. It's well drawn to sit just off the fence and be joining in at the right time.
So the two there for Mornington, race 4, number 8, and race 5, number 2. Now, the legs of the quaddy being a Wednesday, so we start in race 5 with Tansy, number 2.
Yeah, 2-7-3-1 in race 5. I think number 7, Sinhala, is your value danger on the heavy. It's trialled well. 3 Jade's Boys had some time between runs, but does handle the wet, will be running on. And 1 Liberty Rock was awful first up from a spell. It's a much better horse than that, and it could easily improve, but does need to. 2, 7, 3, and 1.
What about race 6 here over the sprint trip of 1,000?
Fantastic race. I'm going 5, 4, 8, and 1. Number 5, Raposo. Comes off a spell. It's got some good wet form. There's very good speed in this race. It's trialled well. I think it's good odds. It can sit back and go very close to running them down. To beat number 4, Forgive and Forget. Drawn 1, it'll go forward, get a great run. 8, Risque Business. Has trialled well. It's a nice horse. And I could have picked any one of the top 3 for 4th. I'll go number 1, Rough Justice, who's coming off a break, but is just a good, solid performer in better grade than this. 5, 4, 8, and 1.
Righto, and you can pop in 2 and 3 there if you want to play a little bit wider. Race 7 over the mile.
Skinny this one down to 6 and 1. My numbers are 6, 1, 4, and 5, but I'll only be taking 6 and 1. 6, the Kayla, good win first up, overcame trouble, loves the wet. And 1, Distant Dreams, who comes off a massive win at Warrnambool. Good mare, this one. She loves the wet. There's no speed in this race. They'll go forward. They'll control the race. And they're the only 2 I'm taking. 6 to beat 1 ahead of 4 and 5.
Right, Owen, the quaddie at Mornington on this heavy track finishes up over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, I'll go 8, 13, 4 and 10. Look, number 8, Shakudo, is going to be the spruik in the race. It was an outstanding winner at Warrnambool. It's got to jump from maiden grade to the 64. It's going to go around very short. I certainly won't be taking it one out, but it's the one to beat. The stablemate number 13, Spiritina, who sat wide at Warrnambool, ran quite well. 4, Angry G, likes the wet. It's trialled well. It'll get back and run on. And 10, Windmill Lane. This is your leader. It's up from maiden grade. It was a big win there. Can get out in front and give you a good sight. Again, at good odds. 8, 13, 4 and 10.
They're the legs of the quaddy there at Mornington. The first leg begins at 2:42. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there, and tab.com.au, the best there for Mark. Race 4, number 8, Denominator, 3:40 into 2:80 already, and Tansy in race 5, number 2. The other one's been 4 into 3:80. So jump on Mark's best there. Putters have already rallied up this morning. In a moment, our 30-minute preview for Randwick.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback, and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
40 interest-free ends this weekend at Harvey Norman. Last chance for zero interest and no deposit with 48 equal monthly payments until May 2019. Home appliances, technology and entertainment, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 48 months interest-free. Zero interest, no deposit with 48 equal monthly payments until May 2019.
Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details.
Hurry, 48 months interest-free ends this weekend at Harvey Norman.